Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. We have an exciting topic for you all today. So for all of you all that's listening, that need your friends to listen and call in, this is the number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And before we start our exciting show today, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for every person that will touch this line name by name, city by city, and state by state, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for each person that will bring something to the table, dear Heavenly Father, on this program today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today, dear Heavenly Father, in advance, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for their families, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing for each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. It's about coming to worship you and give you the honor and give you the praise, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Well, today our topic is living to please God, live in worship. We know everyone like to worship when they go to church, or wherever they may be in their car, on their office, but we know live in worship. And our background scripture today is coming from Romans, the 12th chapter, 1 through 8. We may read right within those guidelines, and God, the Holy Ghost, may have us to go to something totally different. But that's your background scriptures where you can read it at your leisure. You know, as I was going forth on this, on live in worship, it occurred to me as I walked through the worship service over and over. You know, worship continued through the ministry of this doctrine and what we're going to talk about today. I learned about our church, you know, the ministry in music. And not just that, you know, which members use that ministering gift to clear and clean the church, you know. Do you see worship as a scheduled event, as a devoted activity, or as a way of life? Here in Romans 12, 1 through 8, Paul is taught that living daily as a sacrifice includes the use of our spiritual gift to serve the body of Christ. It's spiritual service that is highly valuable by God. Today, we are talking about worship. Live in worship. You know, God is satisfied with you solely on the basis of your relationship with Jesus Christ. But God is pleased with you when you show the Christ life and how you live. That means that your Christ-likeness does not just declare your allegiance, but also demonstrate your allegiance in your worship, in the way you love fellow church members, and how you show respect for the elderly, and how you live as a citizen and as a neighbor. You know, live in worship. Connect your worship with the act of presenting your life daily as a sacrifice for God's purpose. And as we go on today, you know, worship, Jesus said that true worshipers of God must worship in spirit and truth. You'll find that in John, the 4th chapter, 21 through 24. What does this mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. True worshipers are those that have received the mercy of God. You'll find that in Romans, the 12th chapter, and the first verse, and it reads thus as, It's in your Bibles. If you have not told your pages, I turn right on over to Romans, the 12th chapter and the first verse, because I want you to read what I'm reading too. I don't want you to think I'm saying something that's not in the Word of God. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, and as I read that, and I went to making little notes for myself, explain it to me to worship in spirit and truth. Your spiritual worship is presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. And all is paid. You'll read that in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, 25 through 26. Therefore, nothing else need to be sacrificed according to the old Levitical system, which you'll find in Levitical 1 and 7. If we do not need to sacrifice, which today we don't need to sacrifice sheep or bulls or rams or goats or none of that, but by dying to yourself and living for God, you'll find that in Mark 8, chapter 34 through 38. This sacrifice must be holy and acceptable to God, which is worship in truth. Admit your sin to God. Obey his commandment. Do not continue to sin. Love others. We're talking about worshiping God right now. Have faith in Jesus. And to do otherwise, to deny the truth and call God a lie. You don't want to call God a lie. You want to obey. Admit your sins. You want to come before God clean. You want to come with a clean and a pure heart where you can worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, and as I was going through that, I said, my. Here, worshiping your and presenting yourself. That's what you have to do when you go before God. You have to present yourself before God when you come into his presence. You know, as we read about spiritual worship, Paul is to practice spiritual worship through the life that we lead. You know, the life that you are living every day, speak for itself. You know, the backdrop of Paul's idea of spiritual worship is the temple service performed by priests and according with the Levite law. But every time priests did in temple service, from cleaning the temple to preparing sacrifice for the altar, was considered an act of worship before God, or spiritual worship. That area of your life is the hardest right now for you to put on God's altar as a sacrifice before him. You know, Paul pleaded and urged you for belief to conduct the same priestly service is based on the new covenant in which God considered every believer a priest, referring to as the priesthood of the believer. You know, that means that priestly worship is no longer reserved just for the priests of the Old Testament. God no longer resides in a physical temple, but in many spiritual temples, the heart of his believers. Another good translation of spiritual worship is your reasonable service. You can come and give your reasonable service to God. We thank God today that we can give him our service. We don't have to wait for somebody to worship God. God is blessing you right now where you are. You can raise your hand. You can open your mouth. You can use your body. As you know, a body language. If you notice in your service, we have someone that would like to speak. Let me bring them on. We're going to bring on area code 713. They want to say something about worship. Okay, I'm see. Area code 713, I'm trying to bring you in, but it's saying mute. Take your mute button off and hit it. Let me see if I can bring you in. Area code, if you can hear me, 713. You want to say something, hit 1 on your keypad because you still have yourself on mute. Praise be to God. Okay. Oh, they went off of mute. If you want to say something, 713, just hit 1 on your keypad. We'll gladly bring you in. We give God praise today for talking about worship. You know, they are back on. Let me see if I can get them. Okay, let's see. Okay, you're on live, area code 713. You want to say something about worship today?
Yes, I would love to say something about worship today. I was enjoying your topic today, coming out of Romans 12, 1 through 8. And I tell you, it talks, that's Roman. I love that, especially the scripture. It said, you understand, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that we ought to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reason. That's just reasonable service, is to live according to God's life. And we cannot serve God in an unclean body. We got to have our mind renewed, because the way we think, the way the world and how we operate in the world, and now that God has delivered us and saved us, we are now a transformed person. And what we say now and what we do now, we got to live holy and acceptable unto God and do the will of God, because God gave us all gifts. And in this body, we all have a different way of functioning and doing things. But all of it's for the glory and the service of God. And we got to learn that, you understand, that whatever we do, we got to live holy and righteous before God. Because God say he is holy, and be ye holy, for I am holy. And I thank God today, you understand what I mean, for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God, you understand what I mean, for transforming my mind from the way I used to think and the things that I used to say and do and things how I used to act. I thought I was really smart when I was out there in the world and I was serving Satan and doing all the foolish stuff that Satan wanted me to do. And I thought that everything I do, and I thought I was smart and I knowed everything. But when I came into the Word of God and God saved me, I found out that I was not smart at all. I was the most ignorant person in the world. Until you come and be transferred and God renew your mind, you don't know nothing until God fill you with his precious Holy Ghost. And I thank God for filling me today with his precious Holy Ghost and for sending me into the word of the ministry that I can be able to help somebody today and tell them, you got to be transferred. You can't live for God no any kind of way, and you can't worship God no any kind of way and think you're going to make it to heaven. You got to be transformed. You got to be renewed. And you got to worship God and do what God asked you to do and use the gift that God gave you. Baby, can't nobody beat you. Use your gift, what God gave you. You don't have to be jealous of nobody. You just use the gift that God gave you. And when you use your gift to the glory of God, I guarantee you is no one like you. And I thank God today for the gift that he put into me. And I thank God every opportunity I can get to say something, to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus and how to get their life together and get their act in order, I'd be glad to come and tell somebody that. And I just had to stop in and call in and tell you today that living for God is the best thing that ever happened to any one of us. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, area code number 713. Everyone was listening in. We have people around the world that's listening to you today. And I want to thank you for coming on Joy and Peace Outreach today, because that's what we want to do. We want to get the word out each and every week that we do a show. No, it may not fit everybody. I'm just a mail lady delivering the mail.
My God.
All I can do is put it out there for each and every person to be able to receive what God has for them.
That's right.
And you know, he is so good and so kind. And so I say, God, what would you have me to talk to your people about next week, you know?
Yeah.
And the topic came up, worship, how people ought to worship me. Not
yes,
just
ma'am.
What all I'm doing, but worship me for me. Well, you know, not me, but for Jesus Christ. Worship him.
Yes.
Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And the
if
Bible
any
says,
other callers would like to say something. Did you say something, Sarah? Go ahead.
Yeah, the Bible says that if we're going to worship God, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we don't want to worship God in the spirit and in truth, then we need to stop playing games in the church today. We got too many people playing games and too many people are in it just for themselves and to get rich. The gospel is not a get-rich thing. The gospel is something to help us to make it from earth to heaven and to live a holy life while we're here on earth. And we don't have to fake it when we make it home to heaven. If we live right and live holy down here and everything and do God's will down here. Because if we don't treat one another right and do what's right down here, how in the world are we going to keep talking about when we get to heaven, everything going to be all right and we ain't doing the right thing down here? We got to worship God in spirit and in truth. That Bible is real. That Bible says what it says and it means what it says. And we got to live and line our life up according with the word of God. And I thank God for the word today.
Praise God. Thank you so much, caller. Because,
thank
you. You know, a life that worship is responsive. A life that worship is renewed. A life that worship is resolved.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You know, when you think about a life that worship requires discipline, the discipline to respond to the call to being a living sacrifice every day. You know, the discipline to having our mind renewed through our examination of God's word. You know, another word for discipline is resolve.
Come on.
Because I appreciate what God has done in my life, I must be resolved to prove in me what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
My.
You know, if you believe that, you should be resolved to prove it true in your own life today. Worship should be a way of life for you as a Christian. And if we have anyone else that would like to say something on this line, I don't want to be the one do all the talking. I open the floor and the line to each and every one of my callers to be able to come on and say something about worship, because I know worship is on the inside of you. Some of you all might be at your desk, and you may not be able to just literally come on, but you can listen from your earpiece. I thank you so much for coming in, for tuning in. And for those that's at home just sitting down idly, doing nothing, listening to me, I know you have something to say about worship. But I'm going to proceed on as the Holy Ghost leads me. And if you decide to come in, just hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. I forgot to go to the chat line because it could be somebody on the chat line today that want to say something. And as I go on my screen over to the chat line, I'm going to bring some people in that might want to say something on the chat line today, even by just typing in what they want to say. But as it come on, I want to say Paul taught that the self-observed life is not worthy sacrifice to present for worship. But on the other hand, a holy life presented to God as a sacrifice is pleasing to God. My. Ooh, glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to have to log in on the chat line, so I'm going to go back to the regular line because I had forgotten to bring the chat line in. But I'm going to go ahead and do it just in case someone wants to come in. We give God praise this morning because when we think about the key to spiritual victory and true happiness is not in trying to get all we can from God, but in giving all that we are and have to him. You know, we have been taught about worship in our service and our Bible studies. We have been taught about worshiping God. You know, we worship is more than just singing for a few minutes on a Sunday morning, a Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, or Thursday night when you have your Bible study. But worship is more than just a church service or two. Worship is more than an occasional outburst of spontaneous praise to God. Worship is to be a way of life. Everything that I do and you do should be an act of worship to our God. You know, I went to Colossians 3:17, and it says, "And whatsoever ye do in words or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to God and the Father by him." You know, we're still worshiping God today. We're still talking about worship. And the more we worship God, just like you say, I'm submitted to being a blessing to God. Well, don't you know when the blessings go up? When the praises go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And that means if you never praising God, worshiping God, how you expect the blessings to come? You got to reverence God for all that he do. Because I know today a lot of you all are just praising God right where you're sitting today. You giving thanks to God this morning for waking you up. You giving worshiping to God for enclosing you in your right mind. And that's what it's about today, you all. Worshiping God. That's our topic on worshiping God. I want to share worshiping as a way of life with you this morning. You know, as we worship him and we think about God's character, God knows everything. God is wiser than anyone. God's judgments are unsearchable. God's way or path are past finding out. Nobody has been God's counselor. We're talking about God's competent. God, nobody has ever given to God what God didn't already own. He owned everything, you all. He has given us the opportunity to worship him and all that he's doing for us right now. Even to be on the line right now, to have a phone that we can tune in and listen to God's word. We have people that's a worshipers on the line today or listening on the chat. We have people that's listening on their job that's a worshiper. We have choir directors, musicians. We have ministers that's on the line, ministry of music. I like to hear from somebody in our listening audience today about worship, on how they worship God, how they give God glory. I don't want to do all the talking today. I want to know that God had transformed your mind. Your mind has been transformed by worshiping God, by knowing the truth. You know, I'm going to take a mirror as an example. Have you ever studied yourself in a mirror? Taking the time to look at wrinkles, pimples, or even gray hair? Have you examined your look intensively? Just like you examine it, think about how God is examining you today. God wants us to gaze into a different mirror. He doesn't want us to gaze in the mirror to look at ourselves. God wants us to look into a mirror and gaze at him and his son, to be transformed by that gaze. He wants us to gaze into the word of God, which is like a mirror. The more I gaze into the word of God, the more I see the glory of the Lord Jesus. The more I see the glory of the Lord Jesus, the more I will become like him. This will be a gradually change from glory to glory. It will be a change that will be caused by the Spirit of God. You know, the Spirit of God used the Word of God to change us. Only the Spirit of God can truly change us. as we live a life that worship, one that responds to him, and become a living sacrifice, one that is transformed by the renewing of the mind. The word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's coming from 119 of Psalms 11, verse. Psalm 119, 80 say, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. You know, such a transformation by the word of God requires discipline. There is a discipline of actually trying to learn what when the word of God is taught or preached. This is a discipline of memorizing and meditating upon the word of God. This is a discipline of personal Bible study. That means we spend time in the word by ourselves. My. We're talking about worship today. Renewing your mind. You know, living a life dedicated to God means that we join God in his purpose, in the way he uniquely designed and shaped us as individuals. You know, as we live out this, God calls service, we discern or discover how God wants us to join him in his work, seeking God's eternal purpose, trying to discover God's will. It's a lifelong pursuit for believers everywhere. My. If we have anybody on that would like to come in and comment on worship today, feel free. I'll bring you in because it's all about him today. It's not about overseer. We have someone with area code 904, and I'm going to bring them in. Good morning, area code 904. You are now on the air. Would you like to talk about living in worship or something about worship today?
Yes, ma'am. I first of all, I do thank you for coming forward with this topic. It is so at this time in the history of the church world, it is so necessary to know about have a deeper insight of true worship. For many years, I thought worship was going and exercising vocally, you know, praising God and lifting the hands, and I thought that was worship until I took a deeper look into worship according to the Word of God in the book of John, the fourth chapter, where it is said that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in that spirit, and I want to know, well, what of the spirit is would be the truth, the word of God, that he would want me to express true worship. And I went to Galatians, the fifth chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse throughout the 23rd verse, and saw the fruit of the Spirit of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And the word goes on to say, against such there is no law. And that let me know what God is expecting for me to manifest as I walk in his Spirit, in true worship to him. And you brought up a passage of scripture in the book of Colossians that talked about having to do unto God, to live according unto him, not as unto man, as in pleasing mankind, because God is the one who searches the hearts. He knows our motives for what we do. And I thank God that each day he expects me, and I can speak for myself, me to worship him in spirit and in truth, in those things that I think, say, and do according to the word. And I'll know when I'm not worshiping him in spirit and in truth, because when I look at Galatians, the fifth chapter, verses 19 through 21, it shows me what spirit that is not of God, what what the manifestations of what, according to the Word of God, is not according to the Spirit of God. And in doing these things that are listed in Galatians 5, verses 20 through 22, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, it lets me know that I'm walking in error. I'm not pleasing God. I'm not worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. So I thank God for giving me a deeper understanding of what is required of me as I am transformed and not conformed to this world. It's amazing how God says this is our reasonable service. Our reasonable service to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And, you know, He tells us that He is holy, and He expects us to be holy. And I thank God that each day He gives us new mercies, new grace to get it right, to be repentant before Him, and to live repentantly before Him in the things that we may even think, because we have to even in our minds before we can actually manifest in actions the fruit of the Spirit of God. It starts in our minds, you know, as the Word of God declares to that, according to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and then the second verse, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. And it starts right there in the mind. And I thank God that He has given us the power of the Holy Ghost to pull down strong imaginations, to those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We can pull it down, stop it right in its tracks when it does not line up with the Word of God, that the Spirit of God that He expects us to have in our mind. Paul said to think on these things, those things that are of good report, lovely. Think those things, and living in a world today that is so full of violence and sin is running rampant, and it's expected because that's the way of the world. But we're not to conform to those ways, to what the world has to offer, no matter who is saying that it's right, no matter who, what position that they hold. Sin is sin, right is right, wrong is wrong. There is no gray area, there's no in-between. And I thank God that He has graced me with the mind to serve Him. And I'm so glad that you brought this topic up about worshiping, living in worship, living daily. We can do it. We don't have to perish because of lack of knowledge. Knowledge is out there. It's available. You can go online and get information, the Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, you can go online, and there it is. Information is out there, and you don't have to perish because of lack of knowledge. And we don't have to perish because we have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, here to lead us and guide us. We need understanding on something, we can ask Him to lead us to where we can get that information from, or teach us. If there's no one around, the Holy Ghost is, He's a person. He's ready. He's ready to give us understanding of that we need in order to please God by faith in what we learn according to His Word. That faith is what pleases God. He said, the Bible declares we, without faith it's impossible to please Him. Faith in what? The Word of Almighty God. So as I encourage myself daily, I encourage others who are listening, you know, live in worship, and that way when we go into the house of God, the sanctuaries, that we can present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, lifting holy hands, thanking and praising Him, and walking in worship, and that's where it's at. That's what's happening. That's what's really happening. And God is seeking such. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Area Code 904, for your input, because I know quite a few people probably are listening right now or if not, they'll be listening in the archives, and what you said will truly, truly help them. And if we have anybody else in the listening audience that would like to talk on worship today, we would love to hear from you. Area code 646-716-4389. That phone number again is area code 646-716-4389. And just hit one on your keypad when you come on. I'll be more than happy to bring you on the switchboard. Well, we have a caller from area code 770, and I'm fixing to bring them on at this time. Good morning, caller on area code 770. You are now on the air.
Thank you, Madam Host. It is an opportunity and privilege that I thank you for that you've offered to us today here in this area of the country of Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is your accountable prophet, Prophet Andrew Sims of Yahweh School of the Prophets. As your accountable prophet, I've just come under the conclusion, and as I normally do, we just don't have worship in the church anymore, period, because actually see that worship is something that goes along, that shows that you appreciate, that you reverence, that you honor whoever it is that you are worshiping. And it's quite apparent that we really don't know what worship is because of the statistics that's being revealed by the results that's coming forth. Worship is simply learning to obey and to love what it is that we worship. In order to do that, you've got to be able to keep what it is that has been given unto us. You have to be able to reverence what it is that's given unto us. And we've got to be able to stand up for what it is that has been given to us. So as your accountable prophet, it is really sad today that we as Christians do not know how to worship. So I challenge all of the members as usual to learn the proper way to worship that we can get the results of favor that God wants to place upon our lives. And if you look at the stats, you see that the devil is running rampant out here. And if you think about all of these people that claim to be children of God and worshipers of God, it seems to be that our worship is ineffective. So it might be a good idea, Madam Host, if you can explain to people or teach people the proper way to worship, because the proper way apparently is not known. And I serve notice to your listening audience that they need to learn the proper way of worship as a form of godliness, but, it just ain't working. I just had to say that, and thank you very much as your accountable prophet, Prophet Andrew Sims of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you, ma'am.
You're quite welcome, Prophet Andrew Sims from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, listening audience, y'all have a challenge. You know, and let's see. If anybody else would like to step on in, just press one on your keypad. A lot of people say, so since I'm supposed to worship using my gear, I'm supposed to present myself a living sacrifice. I'm supposed to renew my mind. And some say, so what do I say to God when I, as a Christian, present myself, my body, to him as a living sacrifice? Some have said something like this: Lord, here is my mind to think as you would have me to think. Some will say, here is my heart to beat only for you. Some will say, here are my eyes to see what you would have to see. Some would also say, here are my ears to hear what you would have me to hear. Here is my mouth to speak for you and to speak and sing praises to you.
Here are my arms to embrace others in love. Here are my hands to serve you in doing good. Here are my knees to bend to you in prayer and adoration. Here are legs to stand righteousness in this world. Here are my feet to go wherever you want me to go. How many times have we all have said those things? My friend, you cannot truly worship God unless you are truly surrendered to God. My. A life that worship is responsive. You know, in appreciation of the mercy of God, the body is presented as a living, holy, living sacrifice before God. This is acceptable to God. A life that worship is renewed. My. Do I have somebody in the listening audience today that like to say something on that today? On worshiping as a way of life. Knowing how to worship. I know I have somebody in the listening audience that's listening on the sound of my voice today that would like to say something on that topic today, on worship, how you worship. We may have a pastor on, we may have a worship leader on, we may have an intercessor on how they worship. We may have a servant of God that don't claim to have a specific talent, don't know what they have, but know how to worship God. I would like to hear from you all today. All you do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. I have time to wait on you. I'm not going to hold you hostage, but I would love to hear from you. Area code 713, would you like to say something else? Because you're still on. You're still on live. Area code 904, would you like to say something? You're on live. And area code 770, oh, we have one just popped on. Praise God. Let me bring them in. Area code 918, you're now on air.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for this lesson on today. Worship. To bow down before someone as an act of submission or reverence, to stoop, to worship, to fall or bow down when paying homage to God. And we as Christians, that should be our way, our life every day is to worship God. And I know if someone has said earlier about John 4:23, how he said that they must worship him in spirit and in truth. Even with that, we cannot come to God any kind of way. We have to come to God with a right heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We have to come to God off in a way of holy and reverence, a reverence way or whatever. So I was just, this is a good lesson today. I'm doing it every day to just how to worship God. I mean, just to love on God, just to let him know how much I appreciate him. Just to let him know how much he do for me every day, you know, just to have, you know, a right mind, just how to act here. Just want to give him praise for everything what he's doing in my life. And so I'm learning every day how to just worship him and just love on God. Because the Bible said they must worship him in the spirit and truth. In other words, I cannot come to God any kind of way. It's time to come to God off in a holy way. We've got to live holy. We have to live right before God. And also, too, even with the first situation, start off in Romans 8. I mean Romans 12. What comes to mind with me, even with Romans 12, even as renewing our minds. And the only way our mind should be renewed is by studying and meditating on God's word. What kind of mind with me with that is also in Joshua 1:8, how you talk about meditate, that you gotta meditate, think on the word, we have to ponder about the word of God. And so yes, and also think about also too with Philippians 2:5 when it said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So in other words, for us to come to the place of holiness, living right, to come to the place of worship, our mind has to be renewed, and then also our mind has to be right on the things of God, which is His word. So this has truly been a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank you for area code 918 for coming on today, because other people that may be at work going to come on later and listen in the archives, and we want them to really hear some sound word and doctrine on worship, because they may have a misconception on worship. They may not truly understand the worship and presenting themselves, you know, Romans 12:2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and accept the perfect will of God. You know, and be not conformed to this world was translated by John and Philip to read, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. You know, we have to realize, do what God have commissioned you to do. Because when you start following the world and what they're doing, they'll have you so squared up that you in a box and everything else, but you don't want to be in that. You know, the world's way of thinking is nothing like God's way of thinking. The world tell us to look out for number one, ourselves. God tell us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, soul, and mind. You know, the world tell us to do whatever feels good, but God tell us to do what is right. You know, the world tell us to get even, but God says to turn the other cheek. The world tell us to build up wealth, but God says to share our wealth with others. The world tell us that there are many ways to heaven, but God said there is only one way to heaven. You know, the world system is so powerful that it is easy for us as Christians to think the way the world thinks and to act the way the world acts. Instead of being conformed to this old world, God wants us to be transformed. He actually wants us to undergo a metamorphosis in our mind, our soul, our body. You know, instead of being conformed to this old world, God wants us to be transformed. You metamorphosis, you know, mean to be changed into another form. It is what happened when, for example, a tadpole become a frog and a caterpillar become a butterfly. When it's a caterpillar, you feel, it's just a caterpillar. But when you see that caterpillar becomes a butterfly, we will stop letting the world squeeze us into a mold as we allow God to transform our mind. You know, let God transform you. You can't do it on your own. Let God transform your thinking. So how do we go about having our mind transformed? I'm glad you asked. When you turn over to 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all with open face behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. My. If I have any guests that would like to say something, you're live on the air. You're welcome to say something if you would like to say something today. Okay.
Madam Host.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. I was in the brain.
This is the accountable prophet once again.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things I would like to say, and like I've said before and beforehand, I'm going out on the limb to say this because I'm qualified to say this. And if you would actually conduct a survey right today, and I'm talking about behind the spiritual realm, talking about in the unseen world, the report that the devil is taking back to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of Truth. If you just actually conduct a survey, you will discover that most of the preachers are afraid to worship God. Most of the bishops are afraid. Most of the apostles are scared. And most of the leaders that are in the position of authority and leadership, even those that's going to listen in the archives and those that are listening now, they are scared and afraid to worship God. And the reason why they're scared is because they don't want the devil to get after them. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because, see, once you worship the Lord right and you worship him properly, then the devil is going to get after you. But if you can just think about what I'm saying, you don't really see that a lot of these folks that claim to be in the position of authority as worshipers or worship leaders, you don't see them being challenged by the enemy at all. So why is that happening? They're scared. They're scared. They're afraid. And if you conduct a survey at your listening audience right now, you'll discover yourself that they're just scared and they don't want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Prophet. Sims, thank you so much for being on the show today and giving us the word from the Lord. You know what? We have a few minutes left. Before I say anything else, did anybody else want to come back and say something? We have 10 seconds left. And, you know, the Spirit of God used the Word of God to change each and every one of us. You know, only the Spirit of God can truly change us as we live a life that worships, one that responds to him, and become a living sacrifice, one that is transformed by the renewing of the mind. You know, such a transformation by the Word of God requires discipline. And, you know, the discipline of actually trying to learn when the Word of God is taught or preached. There is a discipline of memorization and meditation upon the Word of God. There is a discipline of personal Bible study. That means we spend time in the Word by ourselves. And 2 Timothy 2:15 come to mind. It says, study to show thyself approved to God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So today, as we close our prayer on worship, I hope each and every person that will tune into this show sometime today, tonight, or next week, we'll learn the art of worship and what worship is all about. I hope it's something that our guests have said today that will draw you closer to God in your worship, your time with him, spending time with God, giving him all the praise, giving him all the honor. Because it's all about him, y'all. It's not about us. It's all about him and giving him all the worship, the true worship. So as we bar down to the end of our show, I have area code 409 there at their desk listening. We have area code 678 there listening on their place of employment, too. That's why they wasn't able to say anything. And we have others that are listening in today that may have come on the archive later, or we may have wanted to chat, and I switched back over because I didn't want to miss not no caller that wanted to call in. And to our listening audience for the 713-904-918-770, if y'all would like to have any closing remarks or even offer a prayer today, we would thank God. Area code 713, did you have any last remarks that you would like to say on worship today?
Yes, I'm in agreement with the prophet, and I also thank God for you allowing us to be able to come on and to say something about worship today. One thing we need to bear in mind, that if we intend to see God, then we're going to have to put ourselves in the position of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And we can't worship God just any kind of way or just when we want something from God. We got to worship God even if we know that the hell that we're going through just don't even look like it should make a change. We got to give God glory, worship him, because in everything that we go through, God is working everything out for the good in all of us. And we thank God for you today, Minister Sadie, Overseer Sadie, and we thank God for every listener out there, because one thing we know, that God wants us to be renewed and be transformed. And that's the only way we're going to be able to see God is when we transform our mind and get hooked up with the right man. Amen.
Thank you so much, area code 713. Area code 904, did you have any last remarks before we go off the air? Area code 918. Area code 770.
Yes, ma'am. This is the accountable prophet, Andrew Sims. And we were just talking about worship. In the background, I could hear the music of the young and the restless going on. Do y'all see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We sitting here talking about worship, and here's somebody sitting in the background listening to the young and the restless. We ain't serious about what we're doing. That's why come the Lord has allowed me to be the accountable prophet. I call it just the way I see it. And
yes,
you
sir.
Can see that we are falling way short of the authority and the power and the anointing that God has given us to worship him. Look at what's happening in this world today.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name, y'all, that's what it's saying. We need to quit faking it till we make it in these churches and quit letting these things go on, because we're not really, we got a lot of people suffering because of the fact that we pray in church and pray in God. The blood is going to be on our hands because we're not standing up for the proper worship that we should to honor true and living God. I just have to say that. I know people don't like to hear it, but the truth is what sets you free. And I ain't going to get no blood on my hand. I'm going to scream it out and let you know that you ain't right, and you know you ain't right, so there ain't no need to keep trying to fake it, because it ain't. It's not hidden, y'all. Everything in the dark is sure coming out. Something ain't right. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen, amen. I did hear it also, so I know the other audience, people that was listening in even, that didn't say anything or press their button, they heard it too, even on their jobs and stuff. We give God praise. So you all, when you come to the line with joy and peace, put your phone, put not your phone, but put your TV on mute. Turn your button, your volume down. You being exposed. Because we are serious. We are serious, you know. We have a time. The Ecclesiastes say it's a time for all things. Time for laugh, dance, smile, you know, die, everything. And we know it's a time for everything. But when it's God's time, y'all, we got to be serious. We got to put everything on hold. We got to let Susie, Bill, and Jelly Low and everybody else go. When we say we're going to worship God in spirit and truth, that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to worship God. We can't come shaking and faking, because suppose God would come while I'm on the line and y'all are on the line, the rapture would come. What would it be said when we face God, face to face, you all? I know it seems immaterial, but just think about it. Even in the places of worship, I can remember how the saints used to worship God that didn't have a organ, didn't have a piano, didn't even have a tambourine, but they had their hands and they had their feet. When you coming down them dusty roads, you could hear them feet going on that wooden floorboard. You could hear them hands clapping if they had to grab a washboard on their way. But you know they was praising God. They was giving God praise. When you think about the people in foreign countries don't have all the apparatus and apparatus and the correct word to say that we have not to praise and worship God, they are giving God true worship, true praise, y'all. And we as Christians in the church today are scared to come in the church. When we come in the church, we used to come in the church with a praise
on our lips, in our hands, in our body, with our feet. We didn't care who was sitting there. God just spared your life on the way to the church. Somebody almost hit you, almost run into you. You were praising God when it happened, when the enemy thought he was going to take you out. I know for myself yesterday, I was praising God on a mission, taking care of mission, and the enemy thought he was going to take me out. I said, not so, devil. And I was just praising the Lord, me and my son steadily praising God for what the enemy was trying to do, giving him praise, giving him worship with my lips, with my hand. And that's what we got to do, you all. We got to come as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We got to give God the praise, y'all. All the praise. All the praise. We can't just turn it low. We got to give God praise. Because he is worthy to be praised. So I want to thank each one of my listeners today that came to the line and that was bold enough to let the devil know that y'all standing up for God. For God I live and for God I die, that y'all are not in a box. I think even those that couldn't say something that wanted because they're in the at their desk, at their offices and things, I thank each one of you all for coming on because I know y'all just can't come out and start talking loud because they'll know you got your earpiece in and you're listening. But I thank each and every one of you all for listening. And number, area code 918 or either area code 904. Would y'all please give a closing prayer on this line before we dismiss? It will go into the archive. It would help bring somebody else to their knees to let them know about worship. So either one of you all can pray for the line and for all the ones that didn't say anything, that wanted to say something, that couldn't say anything. Would y'all pray for each and every person today? Please, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay, this is 904 area code. I just want to, before I pray, I do want to say in closing, I thank God that at one time I thought that worship was just going in the sanctuary and raising my hands, but I didn't know it started before I got there and that having to do with my lifestyle. And I thank you for this topic again. And Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this blog talk radio. We thank you for Prophetess Sadie Elliott. We thank you, Father God, for her coming forth, Lord God, to bring before your people, Lord God, that which you have on your heart, Father God. And we thank you for all the ones who came online, Lord God, Prophet Sims and the minister who came in, Father God, the gentleman, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one, Father God, who shared, Father God. And we thank you that it will not land on hardened hearts or deaf ears. We thank you for opening up the eyes and the ears and the hearts to be receptive, Lord God, as they listen in the archives. We thank you, Father God, for being who you are. We glorify you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank again each and every one of you all. I'll start probably the weekend putting some new topics on. And for all the listening audience, in the middle of June, I will be coming on also on Thursday night. So we'll be starting to be able to get more listeners and viewers that would like to participate that's normally at work that can come on. So just keep looking for Joy and Peace to be adding new things on the program for Joy and Peace, new topic. And if anybody listening in would like to have some topics talked about it, please email Joy and Peace Outreach through Blog Talk or go on the website and get the website address, which is SADDIEHS@AOL.com. And we'd be more than happy to consider and to look and to study on the topics that you all would like to hear brought forth to the body of Christ. Because right now we need everything that we can get, that we can hear, that we can put into our head, our memory bank, that will take us further down to the road leading to Jesus, not to hell but to heaven. So we need everything that would help us, because it may be somebody on the wayside of life. We need to continue picking up or give them the word to be able to latch on to be able to go forth in this dispensation. We want to say thank you. Thank you so much for listening in. And as I say, if I had the tentacles and the octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, you all have a blessed week and a weekend. I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to his holy name. Bye-bye.